Hello.
Yo. Are we back on?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Yay.
That was Thunder by Imagine Dragons. So the next song is...
Wait a minute. How many... Stop. Let's all count. DJ Gamer.
Yo.
How many Imagine Dragons songs have we listened to today?
I think 5 or something.
Yeah.
Ask me. Well, actually, it feels like...
20,000.
Yeah.
Ask me. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. DJ The Bomb. Yeah.
4. We've listened to 4 people. Stop
okay.
complaining.
Let me.
I'm DJ DeBest, and I think the answer is too many. I agree.
Well,
I totally agree.
Well, Brandon. You guys didn't have to be on the air today.
Oh, nope, my God. Do we have to fight?
Yes.
DJ Carrot Stick.
Yeah.
Do you want them to... I actually added a song, but what do you all think about
y'all.
The life is... Y'all. Anybody from Texas?
California.
You're from California?
No, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I never knew
Gene
that.
Gene on scene is.
Yeah.
Gene on scene, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Gene is on the scene.
Yeah. That's I think weird. We should do Life is Fun in a little bit.
We're on
until 1:30.
Okay.
So you're listening to WMFO 91.5. DJ Gamer, if you play video games so much, can you sing or hum any video game song?
No.
Yes.
I can easily, but I'm not going to.
Okay. What about you, DJ the best at everything? Is it boop 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 boop?
No.
Well, you guys are doing this. We lost 10 listeners.
Okay, never mind.
No, just kidding.
Okay. We'll stop.
Okay, this next song.
Wait, literally, dude?
No.
Oh my God.
This next song is "Joy to the World" by Isaac Watts.
Joy to the world.
The next few songs are from the Beatles.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly into the line of a dark black night.
This next song is Life is Fun.
Such a beautiful day. Yeah. The sun's shining in a beautiful way. Gonna take a shower, brush my teeth, and
life is ultimately meaningless.
But I'll get out of the house. Get on the road, top down, hands out. My favorite song and nod to the rhythm.
The planet's being destroyed by your carbon emissions.
But I'll head to class. Try my best on every test till I pass. My grades are screaming in my face. Hey!
98% of what you learn is a waste.
I get to hang out with all my friends.
Yeah!
My friends are the friendliest friends. Can't think of a better way to spend my time.
Your brain is flawed and all your friends will die.
Never mind, I'm alive in the greatest nation. So proud of
the exploitation of the natives.
This graceful bird means freedom for all.
Tell that to the slaves and bald eagles aren't bald.
I can live in the moment, milk every second.
At any time you could get clinical depression.
But I'll just be happy no matter what's in store.
It's quite genetic and we have no cure.
At least we are young. Life is fun.
Everything goes downhill.
We gotta make the most of it. Make the most of it.
Boy, you'll regret it.
We are young.
Now
life is fun.
Woo. To some people.
We gotta make the most of it. Make the most of it.
Good luck.
Woo. I got a brand new job today.
Yeah.
Doing stuff that'll help the economy.
Oh.
I'll save money and buy things at the store.
Banks can crash and capitalism is flawed.
And it's all because of my hard work.
And the thousand advantages you looked into at birth.
I put a lot of effort in my resume.
Good thing you don't have a black person's name.
I'm proud to be a functioning member of society. Finally, I can be the citizen I dreamed to be. Part of the community, contribute with my tax.
Shout out to Sam's mom.
The shrinking middle class.
At least I got a nice stable job.
Until it's outsourced to China or replaced by a robot.
Oh god, then I could relax a bit.
You'll be empty with nothing to distract from it.
But man, I'm a passionate graduate. I could be different and I have career.
DJ the best.
I could be a rapper or an animator if I'm lucky.
Neither of those will make you happy, trust me.
I'm able to choose what I pursue.
Yeah. You're a slave to people born richer than you.
Then screw it. I'll keep going in, then I'll party on the weekend and sing.
No, whoa, whoa, whoa. Thanks to Auto Tune.
Life is fun.
It goes downhill.
We gotta make the most of it. Make the most of it.
Boy, you're regretting it.
We are young.
Still not.
Life is fun.
Until you die.
We gotta make the most of it. Make the most of it.
Because you'll die.
Life is a wonder.
You'll never know the answer.
Nature is a miracle.
Natural disasters.
It's good to be alive.
You could wake up with cancer.
But I'm healthy.
Healthy people still get
cancer.
Shout
out to Grace.
I love this show.
It's the last episode.
The sun is shining.
It's going to explode.
Every species is beautiful and unique, though.
Children have malaria thanks to mosquitoes.
I met a cute girl with a ponytail.
Statistically, that relationship is going to fail.
I have a wonderful family. It's like no other.
You're not special, and one day you'll bury your mother.
No matter what, I can find a home.
We will all die alone.
There's amazing potential in every human on Earth.
There's no escape in the heat death of the universe.
I don't have to live life based on negative parts. No matter how bad they are, they're just thoughts.
Yeah, that's fair.
Wait. Really?
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Wait, but you were just telling me
whatever,
to...
Whatever, man. I don't know. Live your life how you want. I'm not forcing you to do anything. I'm just saying.
Oh. Well, in that case...
This is DJ Carrot Stick, and shout out to DJ Dubbest's sister and mom. Shout out to them. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah! Woo!
Woo! Hooray!
Well, so we have DJ Carrot Stick, we have DJ Gamer, we have DJ the Best.
Dubbest!
And
Dubbest.
They're actually at the gym sweating to WMFO.
Woo! If you guys like us, we're on at 2 tomorrow, right?
Yeah. But the thing is, Sam, do you think Albuquerque is going to be...
Yay, Albuquerque.
No, we're not playing Albuquerque.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
That's ridiculous.
And Grace,
I told you, Albuquerque.
No, it's fine. And Grace, I loved what you made for your dad's coffee cup. It was adorable.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, you guys
this
are going to be
song is
sweating to Weird Al.
This way, Weird Al. Weird Al.
Okay. This next song is We All Live in a Yellow Submarine.
No,
no,
it's
Albuquerque.
Not. It's Albuquerque, Brandon.
Hey.
We're playing Albuquerque.
We're playing Albuquerque.
Okay, play it.
You play it on yours.
Well, I don't...
Okay, hold on.
Do it.
Go ahead.
Hello. Sorry about this. We're trying to look for the song. Yeah. So, how are you guys today?
Ox
Merry
two.
Christmas.
Oh, that's Ox One.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Merry late Christmas. Yay.
I'm big for
you got what you wanted.
Every single morning. Huh? It's driving me crazy. I said to my mom, I said, hey, mom. What's up with all the sauerkraut? And my dear sweet mother, she just looked at me like a cow looks at an oncoming train. And she leaned right down next to me, and she said, it's good for you! And then she tied me to the wall and stuck a funnel in my mouth and force-fed me nothing but sauerkraut until I was 26 and a half years old. That's when I swore that someday I would get out of that basement and travel to a magical faraway place where the sun is always shining and the air smells like warm root beer and the towels are oh so fluffy, where the Shriners and the Lepers play their ukuleles all day long and anyone on the street will gladly shave your back for a nickel. Waka waka doo doo, yeah. Well, let me tell you people, it wasn't long at all before my dream came true, because the very next day a local radio station had this contest to see who could correctly guess the number of molecules in Leonard Nimoy's butt. I was off by 3, but I still won the grand prize. That's right, a first-class one-way ticket to Albuquerque. tell you, it was really great. Except that I had to sit between two large Albanian women with excruciatingly severe body odor, and the little kid in back of me kept throwing up the whole time. The flight attendants ran out of Dr. Pepper and salted peanuts, and the in-flight movie was Biodome with Pauly Shore, and oh yeah, three of the airplane engines burned out. We went into a tailspin and crashed into a hillside, and the plane exploded in a giant fireball, and everybody died! Except for me. You know why? 'Cause I have my tray table up, and my seat back in the full upright position. Have my tray table up, and my seat back in the full upright position. Have my tray table up, and my seat back in the full upright position. So I crawled from the twisted, burning wreckage. I crawled on my hands and knees for three full days, dragging along my big leather suitcase and my Garmin bag and my tenor saxophone and my 12-pound bowling ball and my lucky autographed glow-in-the-dark snorkel. But finally I arrived at the world-famous Albuquerque Holiday Inn, where the towels are oh so fluffy, and you can eat your soup right out of the ashtrays if you wanna. It's okay, they're clean. Well, I checked into my room and I turned down the AC and I turned on the Spectrovision, and I'm just about to eat that little chocolate mint on my pillow that I love so very, very much, when suddenly there's a knock on the door. Well, now who could that be? I say, who is it? No answer. Who is it? There's no answer. Who is it? They're not saying anything. So finally I go over and I open the door, and just as I suspected, it's some big fat hermaphrodite with a flock of seagulls haircut and only one nostril. Oh man, I hate it when I'm right. So anyway, he burst into my room and he grabbed my lucky snorkel, and I'm like, hey, you can't have that. That snorkel's been just like a snorkel to me. And he's like, tough. And I'm like, give it. And he's like, make me. And I'm like, okay. So I grabbed his leg and he grabbed my esophagus and I bit off his ear and he chewed off my eyebrows and I took out his appendix and he gave me a colonic irrigation. Yes, indeed, you better believe it. And somehow in the middle of it all, the phone got knocked off the hook. 20 seconds later, I heard a familiar voice, and you know what it said? I'll tell you what it said. It said, if you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. A solemn vow right then and there that I would not rest, I would not sleep for an instant until the one-nostriled man was brought to justice. But first I decided to buy some donuts. So I got in my car and I drove over to the donut shop and I walked on up to the guy behind the counter and he says, yeah, what do you want? I said, you got any glazed donuts? He said, nah, we're out of glazed donuts. I said, well, you got any jelly donuts? He said, nah, we're out of jelly donuts. Said, you got any Bavarian cream-filled donuts? He said, no, we're out of Bavarian cream-filled donuts. I said, you got any cinnamon rolls? He said, no, we're out of cinnamon rolls. I said, you got any apple fritters? He said, no, we're out of apple fritters. I said, you got any bear claws? He said, wait a minute, I'll go check. I said, well, in that case, what do you have? He says, all I got right now is this box of one dozen starving, crazed weasels. I said, okay, I'll take that. So he hands me the box, and I open up the lid, and the weasels jump out, and they immediately latch onto my face and start biting me all over. Oh, man, they were just going nuts. They were tearing me apart. You know, I think it was just about that time that a little ditty started going through my head. I believe it went a little something like this. I ran out into the street with these flesh-eating weasels all over my face, waving my arms all around and just running like a constipated wiener dog. And as luck would have it, that's exactly when I ran into the girl of my dreams. Her name was Zelda. She was a calligraphy
enthusiast with a slight overbite and hair the color of strained peaches. I'll never forget the very first thing she said to me. She said, "Hey, you got weasels on your face." That's when I knew it was true love. We were inseparable after that. Oh, we ate together, we bathed together, we even shared the same piece of mint-flavored dental floss. The world was our burrito. So we got married and we bought us a house and had two beautiful children, Nathaniel and Superfly. Oh, we were so very, very, very happy. Oh, yeah. But then one fateful night, Zelda said to me, she said, "Sweetie Pumpkin, do you want to join the Columbia Record Club?" I said, "Whoa! Hold on now, baby! I'm just not ready for that kind of a commitment!" So we broke up and I never saw her again, but that's just the way things go. In Albuquerque, Albuquerque. Started looking up for me because about a week later I finally achieved my lifelong dream. That's right, I got me a part-time job at the Sizzler. I even made employee of the month after I put out that grease fire with my face. Oh yeah, everybody was pretty jealous of me after that. I was getting a lot of attitude. Okay, like one time I was out in the parking lot trying to remove my excess earwax with a golf pencil when I see this guy Marty trying to carry a big old sofa up the stairs all by himself. So I say, "Hey, you want me to help you with that?" And Marty, he just rolls his eyes and goes, "No, I want you to cut off my arms and legs with a chainsaw." So I did. And then he gets all indignant on me. He's like, "Hey man, I was just being sarcastic." Well, that's just great. How was I supposed to know that? I'm not a mind reader for crying out loud. Besides, now he's got a really cute nickname, Torso Boy. So what's he complaining about? Say, that reminds me of another amusing anecdote. This guy comes up to me on the street and he tells me he hasn't had a bite in 3 days. Well, I knew what he meant, but just to be funny, I took a big bite out of his jugular vein. And he's yelling and screaming and bleeding all over, and I'm like, "Hey, come on, don't you get it?" But he just keeps rolling around on the sidewalk, bleeding and screaming, "Ah! Ah! Ah!" And I'm completely missing the irony of the whole situation. Man, some people just can't take a joke, you know? Anyway, where was I? Kind of lost my train of thought. I know it's kind of a roundabout way of saying it, but I guess the whole point I'm trying to make here is I hate sauerkraut! That's all I'm really trying to say.
Okay, that was Albuquerque by Weird Al Yankovic. I don't know.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Okay, Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh my god!
Okay, the next song. The next. Okay, then the next song we're playing, and it's probably going to be our last, if maybe. It's by Billy Joel. It's called "It's Still Rock and Roll to Me," and it's really good. It's a really good motivational song today. Motivational.
Let's
not
together.
No. Okay. Sorry, technical difficulties.
Again?
I don't know what's happening.
What's happening? Where do you have the song?
I have...
Where have you been hiding out lately, honey?
Is that it?
Okay, here we are.
Do you have it?
What's the matter with the clothes on? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
gonna cruise the miracle mile. Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me.
If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This is DJ Carrot Stick, and this is Radio 10, and we're signing
Bye.
Off. We're signing off.
Yeah.
Bye.
Aww.
Yeah.
Bye.
I know.
Testing, testing.
Thank you so much for being patient with us, and I hope everybody's having a great day. It's beautiful
Tomorrow,
outside.
Tomorrow, we're going to be on at 2, so we're going to be on 2 to 3, and DJ M-Dog and Ice Ice Abby might come. We don't know yet.
Sam? Or DJ best at everything.
Yo, and it's time to go.
It's time to go. Yo. DJ Gamer.
Hello.
See you tomorrow.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh,
see you guys tomorrow on the flip.
See you. Oh, no, wait, I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Was it time of coming and going? A time of wanting but not really knowing. We took the boat out of the water. Already missing my son and missing my daughter. White clouds rolling in.
pick you up after school.
Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
This amazing city never appeared on any map. A hidden community sealed off from the outside world.
affect me now. Everyone has their own trip, like the changing of the clouds. Never mind the voices that lend ears to limitation, 'cause that's no mean to an end. Gone by, the time it flows like the current of the riverside. The chapters of the books you've read, they tell it to be true. The sun will rise with the open eyes for me, and that's for you.
say that you want me, but you don't. You say that you want me, but you don't. You say that you want me, but I think you just taunt me, baby. You say that you want me, but you don't. You say that you need me, but you don't. You say that you need me, but you don't. You say that you need me, but I think you just bleed me, baby. You say that you need me, but you don't. You love me, but you don't. Oh, you say that you love me, but that magic wand above me, baby. You say that you love me, but you don't.
This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.